Hello, women of power and spirit. Today we're going to talk about a prescription from October 22nd, 2018 that goes like this. Forgiveness is love that understands. It's always intrigued me how much we talk about forgiveness, trying to get to it. We try to think our way through it. And what I've discovered with forgiveness is that you can't think it until it happens. It's a feeling, a knowingness inside you that comes from a deep place of knowing. A feeling that something is done, that you understand in a way you didn't understand before. There is a pathway that gets you to actual forgiveness, but first I want to talk about why we really need to forgive. We pay a price when we don't forgive. Non-forgiveness becomes a breeding ground for regrets and resentments. Regrets are those feelings we have when we have not forgiven ourselves for something we've done or something that we didn't do but wished we had. Resentment is a feeling we carry when we haven't forgiven someone else for something they did or something we wish they had done. These feelings of frustration and anger, what we call regret and resentment, can make you ill, spiritually for sure, emotionally, and even physically. I remember once a medicine woman telling me she'd found a book in the library written by a medicine man, and this was dated at a time when it was quite rare for medicine people to write about their knowledge. And in this book, the medicine man explained carefully that cancer cells live inside the body and are activated through anger. Now, we know that we carry these cells in our bodies and they can be activated. That we've known scientifically. But what this medicine man provided was an insight into the emotional root, that anger is at the root of cancer. And if we take that anger and look at it carefully, often in my experience with clients, I find that there is a deep-seated regret or resentment. So even though many of us try to kind of muscle through it, thinking that we can just push those regrets and resentments aside, not think about it, keep it out of our mind, and everything's okay, it really doesn't work that way. We need to forgive. We need to come to a place where we are at peace with our choices and even the choices of others, particularly when any of those choices have been harmful to ourselves or someone else. So how do we forgive? I personally like the revelations that Mary Magdalene has given us about forgiveness. She suggests there are four steps for forgiveness, and you can read about them in my book, Sacred Feminine Awakening, Wisdom from Mary Magdalene on Healing the Self. In a nutshell, here are the four steps. Number one, forgive yourself for how you are hurting yourself. So this takes us, if we choose to, into the holding meditation with deep compassion for the ways in which our choices have hurt ourselves. We can use this holding meditation for every single one of these steps. The second step is to forgive yourself for how you are hurting someone else. If you chose to take this into the holding meditation, you would be taking your regrets for how you have hurt someone else and held those regrets in deep compassion. The third step Mary Magdalene recommends is to forgive others for hurting you. In She, Doorway to the Divine, you learn how to hold others effectively without interfering with their process. If you were to take the wounds that others have caused you into the holding, you would be holding your own woundedness, your own feelings of hurt. You might also then find yourself opening to a space where you hold another for the woundedness inside of them that caused them to hurt you. In this case, you would be holding your resentments of another person. Lastly, Mary Magdalene recommends that we forgive ourselves for any pleasure we might have experienced in either hurting another or in being hurt by another. I know that this might seem a little bit odd given that we're talking about hurt and pain, but I have found that Mary Magdalene's wisdom is pretty significant. In my own experiences with following Mary Magdalene's steps in reaching a deeper state of forgiveness, I discovered that there was a kind of sweet pleasure in both resentment and regret. At the very least, one of the pleasures that we can derive is the feeling that we are right and the other person is wrong. That getting to be right, that sense of vindication, has a sticky sweetness to it, a kind of pleasure. And for true forgiveness to occur, that pleasure needs to be forgiven as well. Forgiving ourselves for our yearning desire to be right, to be the one who's got it and the other person is wrong. Now, if you're having difficulty being able to forgive yourself or forgive another person, I want to share with you a little trick that I've learned that can make a significant difference. Let's start with regret. If you are having a difficult time forgiving yourself, allow yourself to think about what age you were when this feeling first came up, when the impulse first came up that became harmful to you or harmful to another. In other words, let yourself go back into your childhood or even a previous life when something may have occurred, some trauma, some moment that was out of balance that caused you to have a feeling that you then acted out in a harmful way. In other words, most of our actions that we regret are rooted in some experience in our lives in which we felt hurt. So go back to the original hurt and find compassion for that young one or that individual in a previous life that was in an impossible situation. Find deep compassion for that person. If you are having a difficult time feeling compassion for someone that you resent, you can do a similar kind of thing. Think of the other person as a child. Imagine when they first might have had an experience that caused them to engage in hurtful behavior as an adult. Go back to a moment when they may have been traumatized and hold them in that trauma, and you'll find that very, very quickly your heart can open. When you realize some terrible circumstance for you at some tender age caused you to think or engage in hurtful words or actions at any point in your life, it's easier to forgive that vulnerable child. And when you get to that feeling, you are truly forgiving because you truly understand. You can do this for yourself at a tender age when you were vulnerable, and you can do this for others that have caused you harm to remember that they too experienced some terrible circumstance at some tender age, and it is the catalyst for the action that they are engaging in now. Forgiveness, at its root, is when you truly understand with your full heart and your full mind.